And I appreciate that you make this choice. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Do you know that millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage? You push button, you get mortgage. Seems simple? It is simple. They streamline the process for you, our friends at Rocket Mortgage. Last show of the year for me. I will not be here next week. We will be in Philadelphia. So the family will be up there, and want to make sure that I have enough time to be able to do all the family obligations. Huge family. I don't know about the rest of you out there. Do you have a huge family? Do you have like tons of cousins? It's amazing being part of a big family. And I've only got one brother, one sister, but cousins, I mean, you can't even begin to list them. It's unbelievable. Love coming home. We'll enjoy that and a chance to hang out with my mom. For those of you who've been asking, thank you very much. She is trying to rest as comfortably as possible. She is just, the heart failure has her where she just feels exhausted all the time. This everything that she's asked to do, everything she does just sort of exhausts her. But if you can keep her in your prayers, do that. She's doing okay, though. She's getting ready for the Eagles game today. She's already obsessing over the Eagles game, so I can tell she's doing all right. Three NFL games yesterday. The storyline of Jameis Winston throwing his 28th interception, and he may go in the 30-30 club. 30 touchdown passes, 30 interceptions, which is unfathomable. Buccaneers lose. Then the opportunity to be able to see the New England Patriots do their thing again. Really, really entertaining game with the Bills. Really back and forth, entertaining, excitement, very physical. I thought Sean McDermott's team made some astoundingly bad decisions inside the red zone, especially inside the 10-yard line. But the Bills are a fun team to watch. But congratulations to the Patriots on a great run. 11 consecutive division titles is just stupid. In today's day and age, that's just a stupid run. Unbelievable. Great job by them. And then later on, the Rams lose on a last-second field goal. Rams are eliminated. Last year's NFC champions, Super Bowl teams eliminated. And they are out. But it is Festivus Eve here in the John Kincaid Show. We do have to, I brought the aluminum pole out, and there's no tinsel on it. Because, you know, Anthony, I find tinsel distracting. Find it very distracting. Much like Frank Costanza.
You're easily distracted.
I am. I'm extremely easily distracted. That's why Shep can distract me sometimes with some of his nonsense. But we love Shep, and I love you, but it is time for a little Festivus. Are there any grievances we want to air? We do this every year on the show. And are there any grievances that have to be aired? And Anthony, I mean, we know that you're doing updates today. So you're doing multiple radio stations and everything. Any grievances you have to air?
Well, I have an issue. One of my most recent trips I took, I have issue with people that clap when the airplane lands.
Clapping because the airplane lands.
Yeah, it's just because, I mean, it's like...
That's sort of
like,
a really
did you not expect the plane to make it? Like, why are you clapping? Like, I don't get it. Like, do you clap for your Uber driver when he drops you off? Or do you clap? Or do you give a standing ovation to your taxi driver after...
I love that. I love this one. I've never thought of this, ever.
Just, you know, I would hope in the year 20, you know, as we go to 2020 now, it's rather mundane for these flights to be able to get from one destination to the other. So
right.
the idea of clapping, like, you know, you had some thought in your head that maybe you weren't going to make it. Maybe, like, yeah, you had a 50-50 chance. So that just annoys me.
Okay. Now, I am flying on the 26th and flying on the 30th. So mine involves air travel, too, which is the strangest thing. But I never even thought of the one you had.
And one more, too. When people, yes. as you're taking off, they give the sign of the cross. I'm like, you know,
what's wrong with that?
No, could we just have some positive thoughts? Why
my wife does that all the time.
Oh, man. I would be angry if I was sitting next to her.
Because she's praying.
Why? We're going to be fine.
For safety.
Why?
What is positive?
But why are we even thinking about that? No,
Anthony,
negative thoughts. Please.
There's nothing more positive than prayer. I don't believe there's anything more positive in life than prayer.
No need to do that. We're all going to be okay.
Well, here's mine. Here's mine. I will be flying. I fly Delta a lot. And being out of Atlanta and everything, and they do a great job. When I fly, I will usually buy an upgradable fare, and then I will use credit card points or Delta miles to be able to upgrade my family into like either the Delta Comfort or first class. So I will buy an upgradable fare, get us all our seats, make sure we're on that plane. And then later on, when I've accumulated mileage points, you know, I've got points and things like that, I will upgrade us. So I do that. I'm making the sacrifice. I'm asking you to please, during this holiday season, if you have not done that, get the hell away from the gate. I don't understand it. Shep, I do not understand people that crowd the entrance gate. When the first class customers, if I haven't upgraded to first class, I do not crowd the gate when the first class people are waiting to board. Because I know how the plane boards. I know how it boards. It boards the first class. Well, the people who need special time, which, by the way, is a scam. But that's another thing altogether. The special time people. Then they do first class. Then they do the Delta Comfort. Then they do whatever. And people will stand there and crowd the gate where you have to actually push through them to get in. And they're not getting on till later on in the flight, mainly because they're trying to smuggle on like another body inside a giant oversized suitcase. Please wait your turn. Whatever you bought, you bought. So if you bought the cheap ticket and you're in the back of the bus, get in the back of the bus and don't crowd the front of the gate. So, one, do you have any, Shep? Anything you see? You're a pretty happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah.
You have anything that sticks with you or not?
I think you're asking the wrong guy.
You have nothing. You have nothing.
JK, I work in talk radio. I get to coach basketball. I'll get to do NFL for CBS. Life's pretty damn good.
Life's good for you.
I got health. I got my family.
You got your health. You got, but nothing. But people don't bother you in the same way that Anthony and I get bothered.
JK, I spent the first 30, if I'm being a little serious for a second, I might have spent the first 31, 32 years of my life looking at the downside and the faults and the fallacies of people. And I just, it's just wasted emotion and energy.
You can't do it.
I can't do it. Yeah.
Oh man, you can't do it anymore.
And by the way, if I'm being serious, and you're gonna you know think I'm being a little silly, but I'm being serious. I mean, look who I get to work with every Sunday, you and Pierno.
Oh wow, that is true. You are with a pretty good group.
Right.
You are with a pretty good group. Look, it's just there are people, and Anthony and I get more annoyed by other people, and I think I get annoyed by other people a lot less.
Right. Right.
Than a lot of other people. But I find if you want to share one of yours, you can too at CBS Sports Radio. At John Kincaid, KINCAD, I'd love to hear from you too.
Are you going to be that bitter old man who complains about everything, or are you going to be that 80-year-old that just loves getting up in the morning and can't be?
Well, you know that the one thing about me,
right,
working with me as long as you have,
yes,
is it fair to say, because it's something my wife always says, that I'm the same every day?
I think you're pretty consistent.
She thinks I'm like the same person every day.
Absolutely.
She says you are like Groundhog Day. You're the same. You don't like. I don't have. I hear people say, I had a really bad day.
Correct.
Or I've had a really bad week. I don't have bad days. I don't have bad weeks. I have bad moments, but I don't have bad days. And I think that's something that a lot of people should push for. There is one thing though. I'm looking as we're going towards 2020. I've done so much investing in different things, investing in my time, investing in making sure financially my life's in order. Things. 2020 is going to be out trying to get myself better suited for aging. So it's got to be about starting to take steps to make sure that I'm eating better, dropping some pounds, doing stuff like that. I'm going to invest in myself physically in 2020.
It's all, JK, if I may, it's all about what you do when you get up in the morning. If you're getting your metabolism really increased and augmented, and it's also about what you're putting in your body.
Well, the thing
right
is,
before you go to bed,
part A.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not about what I put in. It's what I put in the course of the day, because I never eat after. I never eat like anything after 7 o'clock, 7:30 at night, unless it's date night, ever, ever. Right. Unless it's date night and I go out to dinner.
Listen,
never do that.
That's what Oprah Winfrey did, and that's when she was at her peak.
But I could easily drop 20 pounds right now.
So can most people, though.
I'll easily drop 20. And 20 would make me feel really happy. So I'm going to invest in myself. Our toll-free line, by the way, is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And it's brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. A quick way you can save money, make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Now, here we go. My salute to the worst Christmas songs of all time. Shep, now some people really dig this one. Something about it just is like a little nails down the blackboard to me. Maybe it's just the whole Spice Girls thing that could be getting to me a little bit. Do you like the Spice Girls, Shep?
I do not, but they were huge, huge in the 90s. I know a lot of girls did.
Oh, they did, yeah. I think girls liked the Spice Girls.
Right. They were bigger than NSYNC, in my opinion.
Bigger than NSYNC?
Yes. Yes, because they were more internationally prestigious. And
I don't think that that's I don't think that that's in any way crazy to say that. This song, though, should be ashamed of themselves. What a cash grab. What a cash grab. By the way, they did a whole album. They did a whole Christmas album. This is just one of them that I'm subjecting you to.
This isn't that bad.
We've got bowl games coming up. And I want to get with my buddy Dennis Dodd because I believe he is going to advocate for an 8-team playoff. And we may throw down. Talk about Festivus. We'll get to it next. Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports on College Football Discussion. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio.